107.3 The Eagle, Tampa Bay's classic hits. Very excited. Bobby Friss is in the studio. The Bobby Friss Band will be playing a benefit coming up on December 4th. That is a Wednesday from 6 until 10 at the Quaker Steak and Lube in Clearwater. Bobby, welcome in.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate you having me.
It's a pleasure to be here. I know you're old friends with Nick Van Cleve. I took over from Nick earlier in the year.
He was a great guy and a great radio compadre, for sure.
I would, I'd call him or I'd have him in here to say hi to you, but the guy's traveling. I don't know where, every time I look on his Facebook page, he's in Canada or the Carolinas fishing and enjoying retirement.
That's why you retire, right?
But that's not why we're here today. You, once again, will be hosting a great benefit. I asked you off the air, how many years? Is this like year number 19? But this has been an off-again charity since the beginning.
It started in 1983. We started doing it with the old radio station WYNF.
Yeah. Here.
And it just kind of blossomed into, it went from a small event to a gigantic, we would hold our concerts at the Sun Dome and have Billy Squire and Gene Simmons and guys like that come in. And so it got out of hand for a while, but we made a ton of money.
What do you mean got out of hand for a while?
Well, you know the old days.
You don't just skip over those stories.
It was pretty fun, and the good news is we made a lot of money for the Tampa Children's Home, which is now called the Tampa Children's Home Network. Same place. It's a facility in Tampa, and they help families that are just in need and kids that are in need that maybe got a rough turn of events and drug dependencies or financial or whatever, and they're just there for these kids.
And so, how did you first get involved with this?
I hosted the first show. And
you said this was 83?
1983, and didn't know anything about the place, so I went out and just kind of met the people, the counselors, and then they had a gymnasium there, and I've always been a basketball nut, so I would go out there and play with the counselors, and then the kids started coming in. So I started meeting the kids, and they said, well, can you come in and play some songs for them, or can you come in and play ping pong? So I started to develop this relationship with these very cool kids that are there, and it was like, well, now I've got something that I want to make the money for. You know, I really know these kids. So.
And then in 83, this was early on in your career. You had just started your band back then,
it
right?
It was, yeah. We were my first album came out in 1988, so that the 80s were kind of my first year. So it was really nice because it gave me a something that people recognize my name with, the Tampa Children's Home, Bobby Friss. So when I moved back to Michigan in 1995, I kind of stopped doing it. And last year, I said, you know, we should re-kick this out. I grew up down here. I went to Largo High School, and I still have family down here, and I play down here in Florida a lot. So I said, let's kick it back up.
I know. So it's going to be free to get in, right?
It is
no
free
cost
to get in.
We're asking,
correct,
just for donations.
Correct.
And while you're out there, I know that 107.3 The Eagle has donated tickets to see Jimmy Buffett, Celine Dion, a $100 Disney gift card, a $50 Subway gift card, $25 Metro Diner gift card, and I'm sure you have a lot more items out there as well.
Yep, but you guys are going to throw some other things in there, and some surprise tickets for sure that I hear, and we've got, I think, 3 signed guitars that are going to be auctioned off.
Nice.
And the Tampa Humidor event that I did last month, they gave me a bag of about 100 cigars.
Nice.
So I'm going to be auctioning those off. So we do that in between the bands.
I think that's very nice, but me personally, I don't do cigars. I'm not putting anything in my lugs that don't get me high. It doesn't get me high.
There you go. Let's have a little bang for your buck, right?
Now, let's talk a little bit about the bands that are going to be out there.
Yep, it's going to be, I say it's Tampa's best musicians, but what I really mean, they are the best musicians, but they're also the best people, because they're friends of mine for the last 30 years that when I call them, they say, where would you like me to be and what time? And nobody gets paid, so they're giving up a night of their free night to come out there and play music for a cause. So.
And Bobby, you've had a storied career yourself. You've been out on the road, played concerts with Ringo Starr, Everclear, David Crosby, Ted Rundgren, Hall & Oates, B-52s, Eddie Money, and more. What are some of the highlights from your career?
It's been an amazing ride for me. I've done it for 45 years. I've seen everything from playing, you know, the small high school proms and little tiny dump bars, to playing in front of 20, 30,000 people on these concert venues. And I always say a show is just a show. And it makes you feel good to get up in front of a big crowd. But if the crowd's not with you, I can have as much fun playing in front of 200 people that are really totally stoked to be there.
Well, so, let's make it a few thousand people, all right?
That would be great.
On
man.
December 4th, that is a Wednesday night from 6 to 10, that's Quaker Steak and Lube in Clearwater. It's a Children's Home Network benefit concert featuring Bobby Frisch. You'll be hosting that night. I'm sure you're going to play a few songs, right?
I'm going to play too, but we have Robbie Steinhardt from Kansas is going to be there with Stormbringer. All of the Greg Billings Band backup guys, they're a great band on their own, and they're going to play some songs. Secret Service is doing some things. Janelle Sadler. It's going to be a great night. And once again, we're sponsored by Fran Hoshlaw, and they take such good care of the biker community and us, and they really put their money where their mouth is. So I always say, when people are spending money for something like that, to use these people because they care. They're not just trying to make money from people. They're actually donating their time and services for events like this. So we appreciate it.
Bobby Frisch, thank you so much for coming by. For more details, go to 1073theeagle.com, or you can check out bobbyfrisch.com.